Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was an event that occurred yesterday, very disturbing, in New York, near Rochester, New York, upstate New York. Lee Zeldin, a Republican, is the nominee for governor. He's running against Kathy Hochul, the incumbent, the Democrat, and she's expected to beat him handily. But Lee Zeldin is a former congressman from Staten Island, so he's a mainstream candidate. He beat Rudy Giuliani's son, believe it or not. Rudy Giuliani's son in the Republican primary thought that the name would be great. Name recognition, well, some name recognition ain't great. And the Giuliani name in New York or anywhere ain't great anymore. So he got beaten and Lee Zeldin is the nominee. So Lee Zeldin is up giving a speech in a small town outside of Rochester. And I looked at the photographs. The crowd is very small. Lee Zeldin is not a compelling speaker, and he has no message, and he's going through the motions. But a guy jumps out of the crowd and tried to stab him. Fortunately, Lee Zeldin grabbed his wrist in time before it went into him, and then everybody jumped on the guy. Another guy stood in front of Zeldin to protect him, and the rest of them wrestled this guy to the ground, put him in zip ties. The cops came and arrested him. Now, one of the things, I want to comment on that. First of all, that kind of thing is disgusting. It has absolutely no role in American politics. Kathy Hochul, the governor of the Democrats, to her credit, immediately denounced it, saying it was terrible, that it has no role in New York. And in the strongest terms, she denounces it and wants full punishment for the guy who did it. But the larger question to me, and there's two aspects of this. The larger question to me is, tempers have gotten so inflamed by the violent rhetoric that is largely coming out of the right that it's permeating society. It's permeating society. This was a very rare type of thing at one time. Now we get mass shootings almost every day. You get several a week. There was another one yesterday. A couple of people got killed in a store. If you count mass shootings, I think it's more than three or four. This was only two. Maybe it doesn't count, but come on. The other thing that I didn't like about this is New York is known, is accused of being much too lenient on people accused of crime. Now, I'm a Democrat, but I also know that we got to get a handle on crime. This guy tried to stab a governor candidate. And you know what they did? They arraigned him and they released him on his own recognizance. He didn't have to put up any bail. He walked out of there. If you do that with domestic abusers, they're going to go back and kill their wife or their girlfriend. You do that with an assassin, he's going to go back and kill somebody. Are they out of their mind? Are they out of their ever-loving mind out there? If there's violence involved in domestic violence of any sort, or a political assassination, you must keep the person in custody until the trial. If you do not, a lot of women have been killed this way, routinely killed this way. It's in the news in Milwaukee more than I want to think about. They can't protect themselves. When you get a guy like that, a murderous guy, who thinks that if his girlfriend won't have him anymore, nobody can get her and all this, keep him in jail. Give him a long prison term. Guy tries to kill somebody. Let me tell you, out in California, Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated Robert Kennedy right after the California primary in 1968, put in for parole, and a really left-wing parole board out there recommended parole. And that would have gone through, but the governor had to sign off, and Gavin Newsom finally said no and wouldn't do it. But Gavin Newsom agonized about it and tried to apologize. Give me a break. The guy should have been put to death. He got the death penalty. He knocked off Bobby Kennedy, who was on his way to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. This is a guy, Palestinian guy, who didn't like the fact that Bobby Kennedy supported Israel. And you have 50 years later, not even 52, 54 years later, left-wing parole board is going, well, let's let him go. He's, quote, learned his lesson. Oh, really? He's learned his lesson. How about Bobby Kennedy and his kids? And Gavin Newsom, I like Gavin Newsom. He did the right thing. But for political purposes, the identity politics cult has gotten so deep into California that he had to somehow put some dressing on this thing. I'd say the guy should have been executed. He's not getting out of jail. When we reinstate the death penalty out here for assassinations, he's getting it. That's what I would have said. And you think that this kind of violence is somehow, you know, just a one-off? In Colorado, there are election deniers, Trumpers, gotten together and they're going door to door to threaten voters right now. In Pueblo, Colorado, a woman answered the door. A couple of guys, rough-looking guys that scared her, go, we're doing an election integrity survey. Who did you vote for in the last election? She goes, well, do I have to tell you? Yes. Well, you know, I voted for Biden. How many times did you vote? Did you vote absentee? Scared the hell out of her, right? They scared her. Now, I would love to get a guy on my porch and, you know, if you want to have a little fun, you'd say, I voted for Trump 18 times. If you really wanted to have some fun, but you better be armed, you go, I voted for Biden 18 times. See what they say. Watch them sneak around. But, you know, you do that to a woman living by herself, maybe 60, 70 years old. She may or may not be in good health. A couple of guys there scare the living daylights out of them. They have no right to ask you who you voted for. And some people say, well, under the First Amendment, it'll be hard to get an injunction against them because they're just asking and they walk up to your door. Most people don't have the gumption to say, get out of here. Most people don't know if they're armed. You know they're armed. Lorena Bobbitt had this this restaurant, which has since closed, Shooters in Rifle, Colorado. She made the waitresses carry holsters with revolvers, open carry. So waitresses come up to your table and go, and she has a pistol. Well, I'd like a cheeseburger, a beer, and I would like your pistol, and I'd like it not in my face. So, I mean, give me a break. The Republican Party is a sick party. And sadly, in New York, Lee Zeldin, who is a Republican, was on the receiving end. He never should have been on. But the under New York law, they let the guy go, pending trial. What do you think that's going to do? In Colorado, you have election deniers, Trumpers going door to door scaring folks. It's got to stop. There's got to be prosecution of these folks. There's got to be some prosecutions. People have to do some time. The word has got to get out. You can't do this. Not in the United States. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox.